Nothing is pure entertainment and maybe brings you back to your childhood more than the Harlem Globetrotters. And these very talented performers are coming to town March 31st at the Bell Center and the next day, April 1st at Place Bell up in Laval. Hops Pierce is a guard and player ambassador with the Globetrotters, and we're lucky enough to have him in studio. Good morning, Hops.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, now you were telling, what is your vertical is what they call how high you can jump off the ground, and they measure this on a yardstick. So how high can you jump?
48 inches.
48 inches. 48 inches, for those who are still on the metric system, is 4 feet tall, which is basically, that's how tall I was in grade 7. Probably. So that's crazy. I mean, that must be above average.
It definitely is.
Okay.
So
you're the dunk specialist on the...
I would say so.
Okay.
One of them.
So how did you figure out that you could jump 4 feet?
I spent so much of my life and most of my basketball career obsessing over gaining the ability to dunk a basketball in a 10-foot basket. And I would say up until maybe 18 years old, I wasn't able to do that. So the first time I ever dunked a ball on an official size rim, it was one of the most ecstatic days that I can remember in my life.
So that would being able to dunk on a regular rim, that would bring you up about how many inches off the floor in terms of vertical?
At the time,
3 feet?
Probably, yeah, somewhere around three, okay. 3.5 feet.
Okay.
Because I was probably like 5'9" when that first happened. And then I don't think I realized that I had the ability to get a little creative with dunking until maybe 19, 20. Yeah. So, you know, it's something that I've obsessed over forever. I remember literally as a kid, I would put a trampoline in front of like a mini hoop. So it's already lowered to about my height now, and yeah, I would still put a trampoline in front of it and just...
What are you, about 6 feet?
I'm 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall. And you can jump 4 feet. That's absolutely incredible. So I would imagine that when you're doing some of the really fancy dunking that you see sometimes, the twisting and the...
Yeah.
Can you flip as well?
I cannot flip.
No. I wouldn't want to anyway.
No.
But you have to have like almost like an Olympic diver, some really good sense of spatial awareness, right?
Correct.
Can you work on that?
Definitely, yeah. I think most of it is just repetitions. Like most things in life, what I've found is a lot of the dunks that I've tried to imitate from the NBA dunk contest or concepts that I've had in my head that I've never seen anyone do, they just got a lot easier with the reps or the repetitions that I've given to it. So something that I've tried once was eventually accomplished after I've tried it like 30, 40 times.
We're speaking with Hops Pierce, who's with the Harlem Globetrotters, coming to March 31st to the Bell Center and then April 1st the next day at Place Bell up in Laval. What's it like to do one of those fancy dunks and have the crowd go crazy when you do that?
In my opinion, it's the most exhilarating thing that you can do within a basketball game, maybe besides hitting a game winner. But other than that, a lot of people will argue 2 points is 2 points, so why not just lay it up? But it doesn't produce the same reaction. It doesn't produce the same wow factor. Like, if you go to watch a Globetrotter game and you see somebody do a layup, that's not going to be the most memorable thing. But if you see somebody do a dunk between their legs, you might walk away from that game saying, yeah, I remember when such and such put it between his legs and he dunked it.
When I was a kid, the Harlem Globetrotters were, they were household name.
Yeah.
Because there was a cartoon on TV.
Right.
Meadowlark Lemon, Curly
Neal.
We used to see these people on TV all the time, and they were heroes in a way, even though we had no basketball necessarily in our neighborhood. Do you have that kind of connection to the history of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Absolutely. I think the Globetrotters do a really good job of prepping all of the players and just members of the organization in general. They do a great job of prepping us on the history of the organization so that, you know, we're familiar with what's relevant, who to pay homage to, who paved the way. So I have to give credit to the front office for making sure that everybody's on point in that way.
Now, when they figure out, obviously, you're all very talented basketball players, but you also must be vetted to make sure that you like kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a serious question they have to ask you, because it doesn't matter how great you are. If you don't like kids and you don't want to sign autographs, you don't want to do the whole shtick, then...
Yeah. I think it's even a little bit bigger than that. It's really, it's about being just a genuinely good person. I think the Globetrotters also do a really good job of making sure that they find great athletes, but great people. So in part of our, I guess you could call it tryout process, we meet everybody. We have specific conversations with every member of the staff, coaches, training, front office, ownership, everybody, so that everybody can get a feel of what our personality is like. And all of my teammates are great. So, you know, I don't think we get the alias of being like ambassadors of goodwill without actually living up to that.
What's a year like for you? Like how many days are you on the road, and how much traveling is about? How many games?
Oh, man. We play over 100 games a year.
Wow. And what's your off time? When do you get time off?
We run pretty much parallel to the basketball season.
You do? Okay.
Occasionally, we will do a summer tour that's international. So we'll go overseas somewhere to like Europe, or you know, we've played in 123 countries and territories. So we played in Africa, like anywhere you name.
You sound like you love it.
I do.
Yeah, that's great.
This is my fifth year.
Really? Now, do you ever have to hug the Washington Generals? Do you ever have to give them a hug? Have they ever come close to winning? They did win once, didn't they?
Yeah, the last time they won was in 1971. I wasn't here yet.
Did the Globetrotters get fired? Who let them win?
I don't know what happened.
It was obviously a mistake.
It hasn't happened in a long time.
Those poor guys. I used to laugh so much, because they were just so like hapless. They looked like they were going to win, and then they never did.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for coming in and for your time.
Yeah,
I wish you all the best of success.
Thank you.
That's Hops Pierce, guard and ambassador with the Harlem Globetrotters. Bell Center, March 31st, April 1st, next day, Place Bell up in Laval. For tickets, avenco.ca.